Welcome to the Grain of Salt podcast. My name is Hank. With me, he's crying out in space. It's Ben.
Where no one can hear you sob. Man, what an absolute nothing burger of an episode until like the last chunk. Like literally.
This is what we call denial. I did appreciate the characters going, no, Saletta, you have to talk about this. We need you to not be stuck in this place where you're denying that the thing has happened.
Yeah.
We will literally push you into this spaceship.
Yeah. Man. Oh, the fucking ending, though.
The ending, though?
Like, the whole time I was like, fine. It's a transitional episode, like whatever, like nothing, and then bah, bah, they just hit you.
When your sister and mother also break up with you.
Because you're a fucking replicant.
Well, not because. Because they want you to have a better life and they're about to do some fucked up shit.
Yeah, but I mean, right after that.
I mean, they do it for the same reason Mjorne did it, is they're like, Saletta, you are too pure, good, and innocent for this world. Go live your life. We have fucked up shit to do.
Yeah. I guess her mom.
And then like, literally left her crying in space.
Fucking sob. A helmet full of tears.
Uh-huh.
God.
Honestly, the thing I really thought about was just like stories of when Rebecca Sugar was working on Adventure Time, how she just really enjoyed writing, making Finn cry.
Man. It's terrible. Yeah, she's really going at it,
as a creator that that can give you joy.
Yeah.
See this sweet, innocent person just... complete mess.
Yeah. I mean, they have my curiosity now, like, more than ever. As soon as she stepped in, like, was it... I can't remember if Ariel was doing the red thing before Saletta stepped in. But as soon as you see, like, that red... I'm like, oh, that's not good. And then Ares like, I don't need you anymore. I'm fine. What was it? She was like the physical representation, or she was like the thing that Ares needed to like get through be in the data storm or something.
Yeah. Now that she's reached level 8,
yeah,
or whatever, she doesn't need a pilot.
Yeah. Which is fucking cool. But like, damn, Mary's cold-blooded. You can't even just let her, like, in.
Well, again, she's doing the thing of, like, she wants Saletta to, like, be able to live a normal life now. But she's just doing it in the meanest, harshest way. She's just mom-roing it, okay?
I mean, that's like...
She's having dreams about Saletta and her being connected, leading to Saletta's doom. And so she has to tell her she doesn't love her anymore.
This is, like, just absolute garbage, though. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about that shit in Sailor Moon, too. But it's no different than, like, Harry Potter or anything, right? I'll choose that because it's one that everybody should know. Like, hey, I want you to live as normal a life as possible, but I'm also going to emotionally abuse you, like, constantly to fucking, as part of this goal. Like, you can't just fucking cut people off and be like, you're better off without me. It's terrible. Ugh. I mean, it makes for interesting plot here or whatever, but, like,
I hate
to see it.
People doing it are...
I know they mean well. That doesn't mean I have to like them for doing it.
Yeah.
Look, she's just so pure, man.
I mean, like, the way Sla's mom is, like, taking advice from her... ghost daughter that she put in a mech. It's like not emotionally healthy.
I mean, like, no, she's fine. Like, what? What, just because she fucking kills a few people because move forward, gain two? Like, that's... Look, it's called having a mantra. She's fine.
Look, Soletta didn't know if she could believe in the mantra anymore, and thus she had to be fucking kicked to the curb.
Yeah. She fucking hesitated.
She doubted. She
fucking doubted.
The mantra.
She doubted the mantra. Oh, I should have refreshed. I need like the wiki open. I watched this. So I watched it on time, and now it's like mm-hmm. late. Like in the week in comparison. What else happened?
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong in that not a lot happened this episode.
Yeah, I remember honestly. They were doing like the... Oh, what's her name with the puffy hair who like hates Spacians?
Choo Choo.
Yeah, like they commented on her growth because she wanted to help people. Mm-hmm. We learned that what's his name fucking
Mika's gone, so she's trying to pick up the slack.
Yeah. We learned what's his name is the one who ratted out what's her name. Freaking Nika.
Mika. Yeah.
Because he was trying to...
The class president or whatever the fuck his name is.
Fucking...
He's got his little head injury. Although he's in front of the little fucking orb bot, like, confessing his sins like he's at a priest. And it's, yeah. like, the girl from the council, like, opens up the thing. He's like, oh, really?
Yeah, I don't, like,
this was not a non-confident, this is not a space of confidentiality, you moron.
Yeah, I...
this is a place to gather gossip.
That moment, like, it flared up my usual student council issues. At that point, literally at the moment, I was like, where are the adults? Like, why is he talking to an empty room? That turns out to have a student council. Like, where is any adult, anybody, except for Soletta's mom?
We saw Soletta in class for the first time.
Yeah, they have classes.
She answers a question in class.
Yeah, they have classes at the school. Yeah, and answering a question was on her fucking list. What was it? Answering a question in like a cool way or whatever? Or asking a cool question?
Yeah,
right. She was asking mm-hmm. the question. What a fucking nerd.
mm-hmm.
Oh.
Man. Just happily going about pure denial.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Pure denial mode.
I think she's like broken inside and she rolls up. She's like, look, I made ramen. Big fucking bowl of food. I'm like, oh no. The true depression.
She's got to check off everything on her list so then she can die in space or whatever.
Yeah. There was like the stuff with quelling the riots on Earth. And like putting mm-hmm. Ariel to work and stuff.
Yeah,
and
like
Minora is still like Gund. What is the name? Gund Inc. or whatever.
Gund Arm.
Gund Arm. Right. Like, oh, we're not doing weapons. Like, we're doing only medical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. only
her plan is now to go to Earth to like make a name for herself for this election
to peacefully to go to Earth settle it
and stop the. Calm the riots peacefully.
Yeah.
I'm
sure that'll work.
I'm doubtful that's gonna work.
Come on, man. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
Earth and space seem capable of having a rational discussion.
Goddamn.
Do you think it's gonna be people intentionally sabotaging one side? Probably people from Earth sabotaging Spacian stuff. Or do you think someone's accidentally going to pop off and then shit will get started? My money's on the former.
My inclination is accident, honestly.
Okay.
But,
I mean...
Oh, honestly, though, all I'm thinking about is this one part in Code Geass. So.
Or, I mean, Earthian sabotage, or like, fuck, maybe Soletta's mom sabotage. That would not surprise me. That woman seems to have a lot of irons in the fire.
Mm-hmm. I also wouldn't be surprised if it's more than one thing.
Yeah.
Because there's just a lot going on, and there are a lot of motivations flying around.
Isn't that what fucking happened in Turn A? They had, like, the conference between Earth and space, and somebody died.
Well, they had the conference between Earth and space, and that one guy took out, like, a crossbow and shot the guy because, like, his son had been killed by them or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, close enough. It's a meeting. It's a talk. And someone's like, your time's up, pal. I don't think a crossbow will be involved here. If it is, that'd be fucking incredible. What a callback.
Yeah.
I'll say, the ending theme really hit this time.
Sure. It hits every time.
I mean, it hits every time, but like the lead in, like, it was real good.
It was an emotional ending.
The tone fit. It a smooth transition.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was a different kind of ending, like, it was way more of like the emotional gut punch this time.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas, like, last time it was like the big plot, like, shocker or whatever, like, impactful thing happening to Celetta. This was like, also twisting the knife.
Man, I got fucking...
It was really getting in there.
Fucking baited, too. I was like, I remembered about looking at the time left. I'm like, there's a lot of time left. And then it wasn't anything. It was just like, next time, I'm with from Mercury. Or whatever. It wasn't even a preview. Like, it just said the title card or whatever. Yeah, I've been bamboozled.
As soon as I told you to make sure to watch for end credits, they stopped doing post-credit scenes.
As is tradition, yes. I wouldn't expect anything
because of
they've been following.
It's causality, not just a coincidence.
You think that they're making this show well in advance, but no, they're on more of a South Park schedule. They wait for our podcast to hit. They're like, guys, you finally mentioned it. Pull the trigger.
All right, no more of that.
Yeah. Definitely this is like the... despite the kind of nothingness of the episode, and then even at the end, like, I'm looking more forward than ever to, like, what's happening. Like, we're starting to cook a little bit more. Turn up the heat.
Mm-hmm.
I want the stuff to happen. They've been talking about stuff happening. And now stuff is happening.
Yes.
And that's...
Need stuff to happen.
Yeah. Like, we've been talking for a while, but...
Like, hopefully Celetta doesn't have too much farther to fall before she can start climbing back out of this pit.
No. I mean, stuff happening can be her falling for an entire rest of the episode.
I think she's still got... I don't even know that she's reached rock bottom yet. Although crying out in space is pretty bad.
Just when you think she's reached rock bottom, Ilan shows up. He's like, how about that? Is that his name, right? Ilan?
Yeah, the...
Clone boy.
Fake Ilan number
enhanced
2.
Person boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he shows up and he's like, go on a date with me.
I don't know. I don't know what his motivation is anymore. He's like kind of...
Yeah, he's in a weird spot.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just telling people that he's a fake person.
Yeah.
Because he's like, fucking, what else do I have to lose at this point?
Yeah, it's very weird.
If I get in a mech, I'm dead. I tried to steal Ariel, but I blew it.
Man. They had that bit about, like, anyone who gets in.
This girl's trying to stab me with a pencil.
She had that. Was it him or the person who was talking to? It was like, anybody who gets in a Gundam dies or whatever. I think it was him. Or something. Mm-hmm. And then I forget if it was Ariel as the exception or he's like Ariel 2 or whatever else.
Yeah, Soleta's the exception.
Yeah. And all I could think of was like, I mean, it's not just people who step in a Gundam. Like, everybody dies. Just don't worry about it.
Everyone dies.
Most everyone. Unless you're fortunate enough to have your essence put in a mech.
Yeah.
I don't got a whole...
Gundam.
There would be more to talk about if the first 19 minutes of the episode contained interesting things. But I feel like...
I mean, yeah, it was just Soleta being way too cheerful.
Yeah.
Like, this is just... Like, you're just like, the fucking... The other shoe is going to drop here. Oh, that's going to happen.
I mean, I'm ready for next time, though.
This is unsustainable.
About to witness sad girl.
It was very funny that, like, that big part of the episode was just, we just got to get Soleta and Viore to talk to each other. It's got to happen. It did not happen.
Yeah. Soleta and Minoru talking. Soleta drowning her own tears in zero G. It's like, sort of there.
Yeah. Look, she needed to get a good cry in. That's important.
She's probably needed that for, like, a while.
Yeah. It just has to happen. It's important.
I hope they don't keep her and Minoru away for too long. Like, at... Not even just away as, like, not talking, but, like... I want them to reverse Minoru's bullshit. I can't... We're doing this here. We're doing it in Sailor Moon. I can't handle it, man. What are the happy relationships?
It's not... That's not what anime is about.
Some of it is.
Drama.
I mean, at least nobody's, like... Dad is beating them. Currently.
Yeah, most of the dads are dead.
Yeah, I mean, that solves the problem.
Or that one dad is very old.
Has Soleta's mom hit her?
Infirm.
I don't think she has.
No.
Yeah.
No. Emotional abuse only, thank you.
Yeah, I mean. If there, you know what? Because she's always really nice with Soleta, right? She, like, definitely, she does a lot of, like, code switching or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me if some of that got a little, what's the word I'm looking for? It wouldn't surprise me if she let some of the mask fall, possibly literally, and, like, end up giving Soleta a smack or something. If someone told me that happened, I would not doubt it. She strikes me as the kind of person.
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
I don't think it will, but if someone told me it did, I'd be like, this fucking track, she's psychotic.
She is.
Like, she got problems. Also,
she does have problems.
It's such a minor thing. It's such a minor, like, it doesn't literally matter at all. Why is her hair a different color?
Then her daughters, you mean?
No, in the flashback, wasn't there with her hair and she had, like, red hair? Or was that someone else?
I'm pretty sure she did have red hair. You're correct.
Okay. Haha. It was bound to happen sometime, baby.
I
felt it was significant because we, like, got that and then we saw her with the short dark hair. And I was wondering, like, what the hell is up here? I feel like it's not just.
I
like
mean,
she
did
to
have
change.
To flee for her life and kind of restart it or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just a thing I'm going to keep it in the back of my mind. Case might be relevant. Yeah. They got stuff cooking. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm excited to see the dish.
I'm excited to see how peace talks are going to go bad.
It's going to go real fucking. There's like... There's no way. Honestly, like, it'd be a great...
Again, I would be very... I'll be... That would be a good move. Like, I would be very surprised.
Yeah, dude.
If they go well.
Entirely. Yeah. I was just going to say that.
That would be a good subversion.
Yeah. You just... Man, that'd be fucking incredible. Just like Minore succeeds. It's all peaceful. Stops a riot. Just like... Spend 5 minutes on that bit. That's just them in the ship, like, huh. Now what?
Easy peasy. And she gets to become president.
Yeah. Or whatever. That's the line.
And then being president also works out great. And Quiet Zero happens and it's fine. It's all gonna be fine.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
There is a little bit of me that's kind of, I don't care. I don't care so much to like complain about it, but it does. I still sometimes am like, these are like a bunch of fucking teenagers, like fucking Shattuck and everybody, like why are all these teenagers having such a sway in things?
Because their parents are dead.
Get different adults.
No.
I'm not saying we need to let the ancient people decide shit, but like these fuckers are like 'cause
it's 17. Gundam?
I know because it's Gundam. I'm aware of the meta reason. But like when Shattuck.
But also it is because most of the adults are dead. Whatever. People above them would died.
Well, that's no way to run a fucking business. I don't think that's generally how it works. Oh, my intergalactic mech building company. Oh, I died? Well, leave it to my 17-year-old. They'll take care of it. At the very least, it would go to, like, a board, and they, like, the 17-year-old would have to, like, be 20 or whatever, or like
something. I mean, there are boards in this,
yeah,
of old people,
yeah,
like there are moneyed adults in the background.
Oh,
they're just,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
the ones we're following.
But like becoming president or whatever, and it's like two 17-year-olds debating who's gonna win.
That's
like,
true.
Why are you guys in contention at all? I understood, like, Minori's, like, their business stuff prior, like, I kind of get, like, Minori's stuff with Gun to Arm, that makes sense, like, and because of the school they're going to and shit. Like,
I mean, also, clearly, this is a society that was built on, like, big decisions being decided by fucking mech duels by high schoolers. So,
that's
like,
nothing.
They already were making the big,
like,
world-changing decisions.
That's fucking nothing.
Because,
dude, okay,
people only care about college football. It's the most important thing in the world.
Oh, my God. That's a fucking incredible analogy. Holy shit. Ugh. I was just going to say, like, yeah, they got big fucking mechs. Like, of course they're going to use them. But, yeah, no, it's literally just fucking school sports.
Yeah. They're just places where that's just the most important thing.
Yeah, a lot of places. Incredible.
Yeah.
How did that not come up before now? Fucking... Like, what is this? Is this episode 18? We're 18 episodes deep and just now? Wild. Fucking shifted my entire perspective on this show.
It's like, adults, why would they care so much about what fucking teenagers are doing? My guy. Have you not seen college sports?
Not fucking lately.
Fair.
My family never got too big into the collegiate stuff. I guess that's not totally true. I had an uncle who was fucking obsessed with Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
But past that, yeah, no, that's what a thing.
Yeah, man. Less far from reality than you thought now, huh?
Yeah, it's all fucking falling into place. Of course they let those kids make the decisions.
They're gambling on them. They're bringing
all that money to the school? None of it's going to the fucking textbooks. That's how they have the arena? Fucking Earth is in absolute damn shambles, and these schools are building, like, futuristic mech combat arenas.
There you go.
Oh, if I may, there's a highly relevant political bit, if I may. So I've gone on my journey, right? I grew up in the middle of nowhere with two business owners for parents. It's a miracle I turned out the way I did. When Scott Walker was doing his thing with the teachers, on paper, I was like, okay, but like the money's going to the state and whatever else. Again, limited knowledge. I was like 17 or 16 or whatever the fuck. But I was like, okay, that you're taking some away from this group of people and it's making it better for everyone in theory. Like, that sounds good. He immediately turned around, and this was a whole big kerfuffle, as you probably recall. He turned around and built a goddamn football stadium, like a stupidly expensive football stadium. And that was like the catalyst for my leanings. I'm like, that motherfucker. I got into so many arguments. Bitch, just like $100 million. I'm like, I can't. Why? Unbelievable. So yeah, that was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
At least a mech arena would have been cool, because like, we don't have one of those yet. We already had a football stadium.
Yeah.
Good shit. Fucking art imitating life.
Yeah, man.
Who knew? Who knew that?
Our world is fucked up too.
No, 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 no. Not when you filter enough subreddits, it's not. Our world is exclusively cats and video games, according to my section of the internet. Not me with my head in the sand. Yeah, I you know, that's
it. You gotta have Siletta in a cardboard box that says Gundam on it, though.
I do think
after eight,
oh yeah, yeah, that picture you sent, that's great shit. It only took like 18 episodes, but I'm finally also begrudgingly accepting that this is Gundam and not Antenna. It's taken a while to get there in my heart. But as everybody keeps being miserable, I'm like, I can't deny.
Oh yeah, because people weren't miserable in Utena.
I mean, they weren't happy, but like, at least they were elegant. You know, it's all about presentation.
Uh huh. Sure. No one's popping their shirt off on the hood of a Gundam.
And see, that's all the fucking...
Just sitting on Gundams with their shirts open. Can
you imagine how goddamn incredible that would be? Shaddik is already halfway there. What a fucking incredible bit that would be. God.
Anyway, soulcirclepod@gmail.com, soulcirclepod on Twitter. I'm on Twitter at Comic Panels.
I'm not on Twitter.
Gundam.
Gundam.
Peace.